For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Anthony Victoria, and this is today's Midday News Report. An eagle that's believed to be a part of the internet-famous eagle couple, Jackie and Shadow, has received a blood transfusion and appears to be improving. That's according to the wildlife rescue group taking care of the female eagle. KVCR's Madison Ament reports.
The Ojai Raptor Center says on Instagram that despite the transfusion, the eagle believed to be Jackie still has severe anemia, but she's getting better on other fronts. Rehabilitation manager Eliza Cameron posted that her kidney inflammation has improved.
The eagle continues to perch and eat, and there is slight improvement in her energy.
They also determined the eagle does not have lead or foreign objects in her system. The eagle was brought to the Raptor Center after she was seen fighting with two younger eagles last Friday. Jackie is not banded, so wildlife officials cannot ID her with certainty, but she has not been seen on the live stream for several days. For KVCR News, I'm Madison Ament in San Bernardino.
And the $10 million fundraiser to buy land near Big Bear's famous bald eagle nest has reached its goal. Nearly 63 acres of land will now be preserved through environmental organizations. The deal to purchase the land is expected to be done by next Friday. The fundraiser is now about $500,000 over its goal, which officials say will go toward long-term care of the land. Voters in the city of Banning will decide the fate of a large warehouse project that was previously approved by the city council. Residents gathered enough signatures to place three measures on the November ballot to repeal the project. In April, the council approved the mega warehouse and retail center project near Interstate 10, but opponents have now forced a referendum. The council voted unanimously to put the three measures on the November ballot rather than repeal the project themselves. Kathy Dale is one of the leaders of the referendum effort. Dale says she's glad the fate of the development is now in the hands of the people.
Because in my mind, they did not make an informed decision. Now we're just going to have to take it to the voters and get that W in November.
Neither the city of Banning nor the project's developer, North Point Development, responded to requests for comment. California Attorney General Rob Bonta is announcing a new lawsuit against the Trump administration, challenging conditions placed on billions of dollars in emergency preparedness funding. The administration is requiring states to adopt its preferred policies to receive FEMA funding. That includes complying with immigration enforcement mandates and new election requirements, amongst other conditions. Bonta and other AGs argue that Congress never gave DHS and FEMA authority to impose conditions on the grants. 24 other states are joining California in the suit. This marks California's 79th lawsuit against the administration this term. It's so hot here in the Inland Empire that weather officials have issued an extreme heat warning. As KVCR's Madison Ament reports, it's going to be scorchingly hot for a while.
The National Weather Service issues extreme heat warnings when temperatures are extremely dangerous to people's health. High temperatures of 109 degrees are expected in some parts of the region through Monday. Weather officials say humidity will make it feel even hotter, and overnight low temperatures will remain in the 70s. They say that means people won't get much of a break from the heat. There's also an air quality alert in effect through the region for high levels of smog pollution. Officials say people should check on relatives who are elderly or have health conditions and should stay inside and hydrated. For KVCR News, I'm Madison Ament in San Bernardino.
The grizzly bear may be emblazoned on California's state flag, but these bears haven't roamed the Golden State in more than a century. A group of Democratic lawmakers wants to consider reintroducing them. Ryan Sabalo with our partner CalMatters has the details.
Inglewood Senator Laura Richardson's bill would task the California Department of Fish and Wildlife with creating a study to see if bringing grizzlies back to California is feasible. California was home to as many as 10,000 grizzly bears before the gold rush, but settlers wiped out the population by the 1920s. At least 40 groups, including tribes, environmentalists, and animal welfare organizations, support the bill. They say reintroducing bears would improve the ecosystem and right an ecological wrong. The measure provides no funding to carry out the study.
That was CalMatters reporter Ryan Sabalo. And that's it for today's Midday News Report. For KVCR News, I'm Anthony Victoria, and this has been your Midday News Report.